We are learning Masech Zuma, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 14 lines from the top, beginning of a line, Neima Hani Tanoi Ka Hani Tanoi. We had a machloikis before, if Tumah Hutra Betzibur or Tumah Tchuyu Betzibur. And the Gemara machloikis were Nachman and Rav Sheshes, and the Gemara came out, it's really machloikis Tanoim, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. And it was nafkamina about the tzitz, that you have to be wearing the tzitz for it to be mechaper. Now the Gemara is going to bring a different machlaikis and try to say it's also tali in the machlaikis of Toma Hutra of Tzibur or Toma Tchuyah of Tzibur. Neima Hanika Tanoi Kahani Tanoi. The time looked at a braisa. Echodzeh, that means both the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, the 7 days when he's separated before Yom Kippur, and Sai the Kohen, who's doing the straight fest of the Para Aduma, he also gets separated 7 days. Both of them, Echazeh v'Echazeh, Mezin Olav Kol Shiva. They spritz on them the water from the Para Aduma all 7 days. We call Chatayos Yerushalayim for all the Chatayos they had in possession, in stock, they spritz them with that Para Aduma water. Devi Rameh. Means every day they got a Hazah. Rabbi Yisi Yomer ain't mazal of Shush Vishvi. You only do Hazah on the third day and the seventh day. Because Allah is, if someone's a Tommy Mace, what happens is if he's a Tommy Mace, you give the third day since he became a Tommy Mace, you spritz on him water from Paraduma, and then 4 days later, which is the seventh day, you do it again. And then he goes to the mikvah, and then he's Tahar. That's the halacha. So he says, all you do is 3 and 7. You don't need it every day. We do 3 and 7. That's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Chanina is kind of kahanim, is like machriya a little bit. Rabbi Chanina is kind of maimer, kayin asayir fisapara. The kayin gets separated before he does the srefa paraduma, before he does the paraduma, mazmal love kol shiva every single day. You spritz him every single day for 7 days. Kayin gadol make a purim, mazmal love al shishu vishvi. Kayin gadol, before Yom Kippur, when he gets separated, he only gets the third day and the seventh day. So we have over here, machlekes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yisi, on Yom Kippur, if it's all 7 or 3 and 7. What's the Bi'ar Machlekes? The Gemara wants to say that maybe the Bi'ar Machlekes is like this. Ma'ilav Al-Kamifiki. Ramei Sava Toma Dechuyi B'tzibah. Ramei holds Toma Dechuyi B'tzibah. Therefore, it's not easy to push off Toma. So therefore, we got to do as many safeguards as we can. We do a Hazah every single day. Ramei Sava Toma Hutter B'tzibah. Toma Hutter B'tzibah. So it means even if you read Tomei, it'd be Mutter anyway. But we do three, the third day and the seventh day. We don't do as much all 7 days. So just to speak out, L'chairo going over here, each man Yom says it both by Sreifa Sapara and by Yom Kippur. So if we're learning that the Pshat is Tumah Hutra Ritzibah is 3 and 7, so what will we Pshat then in Parah Aduma? There's no Tumah Hutra Ritzibah Parah Aduma, so what's Pshat? So Taisis, the second Taisis on the Daf, Taisis the Masmur Rabbi Yosi, asks this question. He says, Tamili, Imkin Gavi, Parah, my sagigim v'shvi, a lav carbon tzibu litcha Shabbos v'tumah. There's no tchiyu there, and Taisus is a shvara tarek to hear. But Taisus says, since we're makel by tful yoyim, the tumah tful yoyim by parah, therefore also we will be sufficient to do 3 and 7. You have to know what the pshat is. But upon him, that's a kash Taisus says, and the Gemara is having it, that's tali mechlekes hutra v'tzibah and tchiyu v'tzibah. But the Gemara is a different question. You're telling me that Rabbi Yosi owes Tumah Hutra Ritzibah, and therefore you're sufficient with 3 and 7. Great thing, Gemara. The Tizbro is Sabra Rabbi Yosi had the receiver. If he holds his Hutra receiver, Hazal Kla Lomeli. Why didn't he Hazal at all? Why didn't he Hazal at all? And the way Rashi learns the question is that the way Rashi learns the question is Ventar Sush Vishvi. He says, Malavshach, if you're doing it, Hutra Ritzibah, doing Ma'al Ba'amad all 7 days, what's 3 and 7? 3 and 7 sounds like you're taking the Tumah seriously. If you don't Tumah Hutra Ritzibah, what's the din of Hazah? What's the din of Hazah? Because if you hold that Tumah is Hutra Ritzibah, why would you do Hazah? So Rashi already speaks out that you would do Hazah maybe because you learn from Meluim. We had before that you learn out from Meluim, the din of Prisha. And Meluim, there was Zrika from Dam every day on the Kahanim. So the Gemara says, Nitlusu Mayim Takas Dam, and that's what we have as Zrika. So if Hutra Ritziva, why are you doing Zrika? Because of Meluim, because it's learned out from Meluim. If you learned that from Meluim, why is it 3 and 7? It should be whole 7 days. So it's shver to say Pshat in Rabbi Yosi is Tumah Hutra Ritziva because it doesn't have any Pshat. Why you do Azah 3 and 7? The Gemara says, you're right. El the kuli ama hanin tanoi savor tumah dechuyi b'tzibur. All these mandiyam hold tumah dechuyi b'tzibur, and therefore the zrika is letzayrich to make them pure because tumah dechuyi b'tzibur. So what's the machlekes 3 or 7, 3 and 7 or full 7 days? What's the machlekes? Because here you're doing it as the Toma, because Toma Tchir B'tziva, you're doing it as the Chashash, that maybe he became Tome. So the question is, so why would you do it like that? Why would you do all 7 days or 3 and 7? What's the B'yam HaChlekes? So the Gemara, that means there's a big machlekes in Shas. If someone's mechuyev a tefillah, is it a mitzvah to do it on time? For example, Anida, after 7 days, she go to the mikvah. Well, she says, you know what? I don't want to go tonight, I'll go tomorrow night. So it's machlekes. If it's a mitzvah, they have to go the minute you could go. So it's machlekes. So we want to say, here's machlekes also. If it's mizman a mitzvah or not, says our mayor holds tefillah mizman a mitzvah, and therefore you do the hazah all 7 days. Why? Because we'll see that there's a hekesh hazah to the tefillah, and just like tefillah mizman a mitzvah, hazah mitzvah also, and therefore you want to do it every one of the 7 days because maybe that's his man. We don't know when he became tamei. For example, he's being parish on Gimel Tishrei, and he's getting his rika every day, according to one of the other, or 3 and 7 from Gimel Tishrei and on. So let's say it became Tomei on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So then the third day lands up Gimel Tishrei. So he needs the first day, he needs his rika ready, because that's his third day. And it maybe became Tomei on Beis Tishrei. So you have to give him his rika on the second day, which would be Dalet Tishrei. And automatically the seventh day gets extended as well also, gets pushed up as well also, and therefore every single day is a Zrika, maybe it's the third or the seventh day. That's pshat in Rab Meir, holds tefillah without a mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi, what?
I assume every day he's going to Mikvosa.
Every day he's going to Mikvosa, yeah. Karan, that's 100%. Especially after the seventh, the one that could be the seventh day.
After the first, second, third.
Rabbi Yossi Sava, therefore, there's no din hazah. Just do 3 and 7, and if he's sure, he becomes purified from that. You don't have to do every single day just to chap around. Maybe that was the right day because 3 and 7 works. So he was loyam reading tefillah without a mitzvah. That's what he thought machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yosi is. Frank the Gemara, is that true? V'sava Rav Yosi loyam reading tefillah without a mitzvah. Does Rav Yosi hold there's no tefillah without a mitzvah? V'atay lint in a brisa. We had this brisa masechta Shabbos. Hareisha is shame kosov avasari. Someone had the shame Hashem written on his basa, on his skin. So hareisha lo yirchutz, lo yosuch. He shouldn't wash himself, shouldn't bathe, lo yosuch. He shouldn't smear himself, lo yam makom with the knife. He shouldn't stay and stand in front of any tzoya or something like that because it's not covered of the shame. It's not covered of the shame. And we'll explain exactly why you shouldn't wash yourself in a second. So first say the pshat the Gemara on Shabbos says. The reason is because you're not allowed to be arum, you're not allowed to be without clothing in front of the shame. Therefore, you can't bathe. You have to do this mitzvah. You have to go bathe now. What do? You tie in it a little piece of reed to cover it. Rabbi Yossi says no. Says you could be tovel without covering it. What's the pshat of Rabbi Yosi? Because he holds tefillah is not a mitzvah. But time alone, tefillah is not a mitzvah. Kumifagi. The Tanakhama saw loy mirin tefillah is not a mitzvah, and therefore I make you cover with a gemi. It might take you sometimes a few days to get a gemi. No, too bad. You have to cover with a gemi. Mashiach Rabbi Yosi saw mirin tefillah is not a mitzvah, and he says, don't worry about a gemi. If I make you worry about a gemi, you're not going to be tovel on time. And you say, oh, I don't have a gemi. So therefore, we say, no, be tovel anyway, and tefillah is not a mitzvah supersedes that. So you see, Rabbi Yosi holds tefillah is not a mitzvah. So again, the same child as Bryce is, it's an isser to go orum tovel with the shame. That's why you can't be roichitz without covering it. That's how the Gemara and Shabbos is, and that's how Tosfos Shanim here learns. Rashi over here is a little problematic. Rashi learns that the isser of washing yourself is because you might be moichik the shame, you might erase the shame Hashem, and there's an isser of baratom es shemam. There's an isser to erase shame Hashem. So l'sasim kein l'shem l'keichem. You're not allowed to do that. So that's what Rashi learned. The Rashi says, Karl Chav Gemi, that stops the water from rubbing it out. But the Tosfos says that it's Shver, because the Gemara doesn't say that Pshat and Shabbos, and Lamaid says it's a Grama, really. So that wouldn't be a problem, but Rashi, for some reason, learns like that Pshat, and the Tosfos Shalom takes issue with it. So it's two Pshat and why you can't wash, either because you can't be Arum in front of Hashem Hashem, or Pshat is because it might get rubbed off. And that's how Rashi learns, but that's not like the Gemara on Shabbos.
Sounds like Yosef.
What?
Sounds like Yosef was like that.
I know, he says about Shalish Shav Shav.
Yeah, but so you see
no,
that obviously that's...
Yeah, it's not 100% Raya. I said, we're on Shav, it's not 100% Raya, because it's saying you can't be Tavel, just don't be... It says you could be Tavel, just don't be Shav Shav. You know, don't worry about the arm, I just don't do that. Don't rub it off on purpose. That's one of the Pshatim. But the Gemara is not like that. Akaponim, what do you see over here? The Rabbi Yossi holds, tefillah is about a mitzvah. So heck, you see Rabbi Yossi holds, you just do 3 and 7, and that's sufficient. You should do every day, because tefillah is about a mitzvah. And for the Gemara, the kuli amal lahani tanoi amirin tefillah is about a mitzvah. Everyone holds tefillah is about a mitzvah, including Rabbi Yossi. So what's the machlekes 3 and 7, or all 7 days? B'halcha, b'halcha miflagi. Ramea Savar Makshinon Hazala Tvila. Ramea holds the Hekish Hazaa to Tvila. And just like by Tvila, it's Vizvana Mitzvah, the Hazaa has to also be in the right time. And therefore, it has to be anyone, it has to be every day, because maybe that's the right time. That's Pshat and Ramea. Ramea Savar Loi Makshinon Hazala Tvila. You're not Makish Hazaa to Tvila. You're not Makish Hazala Tvila. And therefore, there's the after 3 and 7 is sufficient. And like Rashi explains, all the mitzvahs, you have to have the third day and the seventh day, no matter when it is. Whenever it is, you do the third and the seventh day, there should be exactly 4 days in between, and that's the way to do the spritzing of the para aduma water. But you don't have to have it exactly on the right day. So that's what Yesi Shita. What's Rechinus Ganakanim? We never explained them yet, because we want to first figure out Pshat and Machalikas, then we explain Rechinus Ganakanim. Because Rechinus Ganakanim, remember, it was Mechalik, between the kohen who gets separated before the parah aduma, or the kohen gadol before Yom Kippur. He said the one who gets separated for the parah aduma gets all 7 days, and the one who gets for the Yom Kippur is 3 and 7. But Rechanin is going to count him, im makish hazalot tefilo, if he is makish, he's worried about tefilo dvan mitzvah, I feel the kohen yom kippur nam. Eloi makish hazalot tefilo, if he's not makish hazalot tefilo, I feel the kohen service at parah nami. Nami lo. Even that also, if you're not makish, so why is a kohen who burns the parah have to separate 7 days and get all 7 days as rika? So olam loy makish, he's not makish. That's why Yom Kippur it's enough. There's no hekish, no din hazab, it's not a mitzvah. Therefore, 3 and 7 is sufficient by Yom Kippur. Why does a kohen who serves as a parah need all 7 days? The kohen I serve is a parah maila ba'alma. It's time of maila, and therefore we do all 7 days because we do a lot of things when it comes to the parah doom. We do a lot of milas. We want to chaperin that maila. Therefore we do it all 7 days. But and the halacha is we paskin by the way like a chiyuv sana kadim that by kohen by Yom Kippur it goes to 3 and 7. That's a Rambam paskins. I guess because we usually paskin like the machria, the one that says in between shita, and therefore he paskins you go to 3 and 7.